Welcome to Those Gals at Work, the podcast where two female entrepreneurs keep it real while navigating the world of business. I'm Kayla, your money gal.
And I'm Sadie, your marketing gal. We get the struggles of owning a business, paying ourselves what we're worth, all while serving our clients.
Join us as we tackle topics like personal growth, business strategies, and work-life balance.
Or lack thereof.
From money
to marketing and everything in between, we are Those Gals at Work.
Today is a day that I just want to fucking quit my job and sound like him.
Yeah, I definitely be like that sometimes. Sometimes there's just days and you're just like, I'm good. I'll just like go get a job working for someone else and I don't have to deal with any of this bullshit.
Nah. I probably would make more someday.
Oh, I would definitely be making more money if I didn't work for myself most of the time. I would say for sure. So, like, how are you going to deal with feeling like this? You're just going to vent? You're going to sell your business and quit? What are you going to do?
You know, I have been working on my business so that I'm putting the right processes into place to sell it one day. So I'm probably going to go brainstorm on what are those next steps so I can make it happen sooner rather than later.
Okay. Well, don't do it too soon because I don't want to find a new bookkeeper. And we just started this podcast, so you have to not.
Well, I mean, the thing is I have already been taking the steps to remove myself as a bookkeeper and push myself more into a consulting and profit strategist position. And that ultimately is where it comes down to for me of I think I do need to move away, even though I'm really fucking great at it. Away from the bookkeeping and really make sure that I have those processes down and written down correctly so that my brain lives in another system so that my employees can recreate it. And then I can go and just be the consultant and just answer my employees' questions or my client questions, or even then just the hours that I have the monthly, quarterly meetings with my clients, and then call it cut, because those are the more enjoyable things.
Well, see, and that was going to be my follow-up question is, how do you feel about giving up the bookkeeping part of it? Because, like, for me, that's the design is the last thing I want to give up. I want to give up all of the other admin. It's the admin that makes me feel super, super burnt out. More than like the actual meat of my company, which is design. That's the part that actually brings me joy. That's the part that made me want to start a business. It's all the other plates that I'm spinning that I just like can't sometimes.
I think the first next thing that I need to really take off my plate is email. I'm so done with it.
Admin and have them manage your inbox. Like, you don't need to be doing that.
Yeah. Or like just even like a support at KC Virtual Bookkeeping and just everybody answers. Yeah.
There are people that I message or email with sometimes and they'll have like their assistant email me back from like their main email and they'll just sign off like assistant to blah, blah, blah. And yep. I always think that that's like pretty bougie, honestly. So
I like that assistant.
Yeah. So maybe just like maybe you have help with the bookkeeping part, but maybe you should try getting help with some of the admin part and see how that changes your workflow and changes your burnout feeling, because who the hell wants to do fucking admin? Literally no one.
Nobody. I mean, those that are our admins, hallelujah, that you are the best.
We love you. That was me kissing you on the mouth. That was that sound.
Yes, we do love you. You save our lives. I also, too, have found out recently that I need to sleep on some emails. Like, I am way too emotional sometimes, and I need to be able to be like, okay, I really want to respond, not PR, not PC, not HR, whatever it is, because, yeah. And then I need to come up with some actual, you know, solid reasons to reply. But I will say one of my bookkeepers stand, I vented to her and she had said, because we were talking about the same client, and she came up with a line, and my other assistant, this was in our, you know, team chat, And my other assistant was like, this needs to be in Kayla's signature. The lack of planning on their part does not constitute an emergency on ours.
Your procrastination does not equal my fucking emergency, yo.
Yeah, exactly.
Get that on a t-shirt, stamp it on their forehead, put it in your email signature, shout it for the people in the back. You procrastinated. It's not really my problem.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there is no such thing as a bookkeeping emergency, and that's part of the reason why I started a bookkeeping
emergency, and let me tell you, there's also no such thing as a fucking graphic design emergency, and the amount of times in my life being a designer, I've gotten texts from people like, oh, can you send this? It's so urgent. I'm like, what is so urgent? What is so urgent?
I mean, I will say, I admit, I have definitely done a last minute project with you, and that was completely my fault, but it was not an emergency. And I literally had the little asterisk for you of like, if you do not have time, please say no.
You know how I can make an emergency design project happen for someone? I'll let you in on a tip.
Oh, yeah.
It's called a rush fee.
Yeah.
Well, a rush fee. I've had people call me and they're like, hey, I need a logo for my business. I'm like, oh my gosh, great. Congratulations. When do you need it by? And they're like, I need it in a week. And I'm like, okay, sure. I'm like, I would need you to fill out everything like in the next 10 minutes and literally pay the entire balance.
Yep.
And there's a rush fee. And I would have to tell every other one of my clients to fuck off.
Fuck off.
Because doing their work and not someone else's work, and they were like, oh wow, so it would be more expensive than usual. I'm like, what the heck do you mean?
Ugh.
Like, when have you ever gone and purchased some, what? But no. And so moments like that, I'm like, yeah, I'm done working.
That's exactly when I push people towards the VIP day. I was like, okay, you want me to turn off everybody else? You have to pay the VIP day, because I am going to turn off everybody else, but it is going to be a high value ticket.
You know what? We make all of our listeners feel like VIPs on Those Gals at Work. I think we do. My name is Sadie. I'm the marketing gal.
And I'm Kayla, your money gal. Sorry it took us so long to reintroduce ourselves as Those Gals at Work for you, but obviously we got into the groove.
We were feeling some sort of way today. I would like to tell a story. I got a message the other day on Instagram, and I would like to preface with, episode 6 came out and we talked about client red flags, and I was like, my number one client red flag is if you ask for a discount, boom, go to my Instagram account. I get a message from someone, and literally out of nowhere, not even a hello, was, are you available for a project right now? No hello. Don't know this person. Don't even know where they are. Don't know anything about them. Their page doesn't give me any information. I'm pretty sure it was private or personal or whatever. And so I wrote back, I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. Like, tell me more about what you do and what you're looking for and what your budget is and what your timeline is. And I'm like, I have probably another 10,000 questions.
Yeah.
And she writes back, she's like, I need a logo. I'm like, okay, and what's your budget? And so she tells me her budget, and her budget was $500 less than what I charge for my basic package. And so I wrote back and I said,
that's an easy sell increase.
Listen,
so much value. So much value.
I wrote back and I was like, okay, well, my basic pricing is $1,200 for a logo package. And she goes, well, can you give me a discount to $1,000? And I was like, well, I would love to have you schedule a 15-minute consultation with me on my calendar for tomorrow. Here's the link to do so. So we can talk and make sure that it's a good fit for both of us. And I said this to her, I'm like, because I recognize that this is a large investment and I want to make sure that it's a good fit for both of us before I agree to discount work. And I didn't say this part, to discount work for someone who doesn't even fucking know me, didn't say hello, who's already devaluing me from the beginning. And so she said, okay, I'll schedule something. Girl, she has not scheduled shit. She has not scheduled shit. She wanted me to just be like, yup, I'll give it to you for $500 off. I don't know you. I don't know anything about you. I don't know your business name. I don't know where you are. If you listen to this, girl, do not start messages like that to vendors.
I remember when I was little, I forget who it was, but it kind of like stuck with me. I just like started the conversation off with a question, and I have to catch myself because I still do this with, especially with my team members. I like just jump right in to getting business done. And I remember somebody always was just like, "Hi, hello, how are you?" And I was like, "Oh, right. I need to start the conversation with that, not just jumping right in." And it's very much, that is how, especially when you're just like introducing yourself, and not to mention like for you especially, it's and for me really, it's all about the vibe, like good vibes only here. And if we don't have the right vibe, then we do need to be, you know, offering something else. And had she even scheduled, or somebody else, you know, referring somebody else,
probably thrown her the bone if she had taken the time to click the button, schedule a meeting, get on my calendar, follow the instructions, message me back and be like, "Hey, I got on your calendar, really looking forward to it." Like, had she done that work correctly, then whatever, maybe I would have given her my first discount of the entire 2024 year.
No,
but like, no, I'm not. I'm not. I knew it wasn't going to happen. I knew that by adding this extra layer of show me that you're reliable, that it would prove that you were unreliable. And like, listen, when you make a phone call to make a reservation at a restaurant, or you call your mom, or you pick up a phone call from your boss, when you hold the phone to your ear, you start with hello. You aren't just like calling the nail salon. What do you charge as soon as they answer? How much is it for a steak when you call a restaurant to make a reservation? Like, normal people don't react that way. So it's very odd, honestly, the balls people get on social media to just like kick off a conversation so abruptly. And like, also, how do you think that that makes someone want to like work with you? It'd be better had she started like, "Oh my gosh, I've been following you for a while. I love your work. Like, do you have time for a project?" "Oh my gosh, well, thank you for the compliment. Like, you're trying to engage with me. It shows that you're looking at my page, that you care, that you've done research." There's layers to that type of verbiage. And well, like, people.
Well, and here's the other thing is on both of our free consultations, free 15 minutes consultation, is that we give so much away of like, here's where I would say you should start if you're not ready for me, or, hey, you're not the right fit. Let me refer you to somebody else, as well as, oh, I love this idea. Here's where I would go with it. And then you go and take it to somebody else if you don't like us or you don't like our pricing. Like, it's really that simple. It's not, and like, it's totally okay that you do that. It, you know, at the end of the day, if that's what you're going to do, then you're not the right fit. But again, if that's what you're going to do, then that, like, just get on the 15-minute phone call just for the value that we're going to provide you as well.
Well, and something that I struggle with, and I'm sure maybe some of our listeners or just other people in the community, other business owners struggle with too, like, I may set up a 15-minute consultation, but it's like kind of hard to stick to that time limit. I catch myself going over on it. And on top of that, I also catch myself giving away a million ideas when I have like a consultation, like a paid power hour consultation I can do with my clients, which I have a wonderful testimonial from someone I did one with, and she got a lot out of it. And I catch myself in these quote free consultations, like giving people business advice, which is like, nice and in the moment and impromptu, but also sometimes I hang up and I'm like, God, why did I do that? Like, if they're all of this, like if they're trying to get all of this out of me right now, like, one, this isn't a good fit for me, and two, like, I need to be more cautious about how much I give away.
I mean, I know a lot of people that they charge right off the bat. I don't know if I'm like fully sold on that myself.
I'm not confident enough to do that.
I think it's a confident thing. I think it's more my own experience with other people and theirs. I have done a couple where I've had to pay for their time and their consultation. One, it was like a full hour, and I got so much value out of it.
Well,
so
boom,
it was
that's worth it. I think when you pay for something, when you, the client, pays the vendor for like a consultation call, like, you go in wanting something out of it, and the vendor goes in looking to provide a service during that because everyone's on the same page before. The problem with a free consultation is people aren't great when things are free. People yeah. of free shitty blank t-shirts from events that they'll throw in their drawer and never wear again. People love free pens. People love free shit. And they don't actually end up really doing too much with it in that time. They're just trying to like get as much as they can before they actually have to make a decision. Yeah. And usually that decision involves spending, you know, money.
Yeah.
And spending money on managing your money or spending money on making your sales item look better so that someone buys it. You're spending money to make money. And that's really hard for people sometimes.
Yep.
But it's like a super necessary evil.
Oh my God. We kind of are necessary evil. So it's fine.
Oh, bookkeeping and marketing, very necessary. Money and marketing, so necessary. I was going to say, I literally had a call earlier. I don't put people on blast. I don't care. I had a call earlier with a prospect and it was a 15-minute call. They hopped onto the call while they were in the car, so they had to pull over onto the side of the road. So off to a strong start prioritizing their marketing. Anyways.
Been there.
Yeah. So I look at the logo that they started with and they prefaced it with, well, we worked with a different designer and they sent us something and we didn't like it and I didn't know how to explain it. So we just started playing with it ourselves in, get ready for this, Microsoft Word and Publisher. And I had to fight back from literally flipping my fucking desk. I'm like, don't you dare say you made a logo in Microsoft Word. Don't you dare say that to me in my eyes right now on a call with a professional. Are you crazy?
People, Canva is free.
That's like me calling you and saying to you that I do all of my banking with Venmo. You'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Don't even get me started.
And so they were on the call. I told them all about my logo package. And then at the end of the call, they go, so what do you think of our logo right now that we've been playing with? Which is like loaded.
I mean,
I posted on my Instagram story taking a sip of my water and I was like, it's really hard to like find a way to be like, try better, try harder. It was horrible, dude. It was literally horrible. I wanted to be like, it looks like it was made in Publisher or Word by two people who don't do graphic design. But hey, like, what the fuck do I know? You called and wanted to talk with me, but they said in their call, they're like, we're really worried about getting burned again and like paying someone else and them not delivering the way that they need to.
Yeah.
And I had to like reaffirm them. I'm like, I've won this award. I have over 35 star Google reviews. You know, I have this testimonial. I have this work sample. I have this credibility. Like, I know I'm qualified to do what I'm going to do. And I teach my clients how to give feedback. And I ask them a million questions so that I get it right. And so that they don't have the experience that they came to me with.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like that's the issue, though, is that people, including myself, have gone to somebody for help and we get burned because we don't. And sometimes it's because we know how to explain it, but they just weren't the right fit. And it's for the same reason for us as business owners that we need to be OK with the fact that we are only fit for certain people. We are not fit for everyone. And that's completely OK.
And that's why we have those consultations so we can see if it's a good fit or not. Like,
yes,
not every client prospect interaction is going to be a win. And as a business owner, you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with not every sale closing. Like, for every five no's, you get a yes. And like, at some point, and once you start getting multiple yeses in a row, do you know what that means? Raise your fucking prices. Raise them right now. Every time you get a yes, a couple of yeses. Boop, boop, boop. That means value increase.
My rule is every three yeses. If you are closing anywhere from 75 to 100% of your sales, you should be raising your prices. If we're not closing that, then there's an issue. And that might be in your pricing. That might be in your sales
pitch.
In your delivery. Yes, that's what I was looking for. And you know, and then we just use it to figure it out. But yeah, do track your sales and what you do close and what you don't close. I mean, today I had a call that I know did not go really well. I had a prospect call. It did not go well. It still went for 30 minutes, but I was still able to provide her the right value as well as reassurance with her current experience and where she was and what she should expect from people as well. And I think that it's totally okay that she didn't go through with moving forward with me. And even then, she may or she may not. It's totally okay. Where I was going with that is consultations do matter, and they're worth your time as long as, you know, to just figure out the vibe if that's right, or even if you're the right fit or not the right fit, for the same reason that if they would have looked at the other person's work or experience versus yours, they could actually, you know, say which one is going to be the better fit for me. And the other part about that too is shop around, and that's completely okay, as well as, like, that's why there's that 15-minute consultation, so you can shop around, and you also, you know, put it straightforward, can be sold on the price as well.
Right.
Because you will know, is this person truly their value?
Well, and also, I mean, something to think about too is sometimes people come to you as a vendor and haven't done any shopping around, so they have no clue what cost a service is. Like, I talk to so many people who are like, I've literally never worked with a graphic designer. I have no clue how much getting a 20-page booklet would cost. They're usually very shocked to find out what the cost is.
Yep.
But when you start going through every single step involved and how much information we have to collect and all of the hoops we have to jump through to make the project come to completion, then it starts to make sense. But sometimes people get a little sticker shocky because they don't have any exposure to working with a professional in that industry before. They've only had like the person just like figuring it out at the beginning, which is fine too, but can be quite jarring.
Well, and that can cost more money at the end of the day most of the time too, because they're spending more time figuring it out than doing what they're good at. And
well, you end up just having to pay someone to fix it anyways. Like, I get people who are like, I want a logo on Fiverr and I actually hate it. I'm like, well, yeah, you paid $20 for it. What the hell do you think?
Be mindful of interviewing the right people, and it's totally okay to interview more people so you can figure out what's best for you.
Well, guys, you know, I'm sure some of you have experienced burnout too, or just general moments of displeasure with running a business, because sometimes it's really fucking hard to do it. And to say, today's episode was a little taste inside of Kayla and I's life when it's not going so to plan like we want it. But thank you for listening with us, and hope you felt seen and heard and not so alone in whatever you're experiencing. But my name's Sadie. I'm your marketing gal.
And I'm Kayla, your money gal. And together we are Those Gals at Work. Bye.
Woo. Bye.